Good evening and welcome to the Trainwreck Podcast. I'm your host Ida and will take you on this exciting ride. With me today are Adam and Hela.
Hello.
Hello.
This episode we're discussing the effects of the border wall. So to start us off, I'm going to talk a bit about Trump's campaign. His presidential campaign took place in 2016 and he went up against Hillary Clinton. To gain the favor of Americans, he put forth certain promises as repealing Obamacare, cutting taxes for everyone, building a wall on the Mexican border, and using the slogan Make America Great Again. So what are your thoughts about Mr. Trump's promises while campaigning and the slogan he used?
Well, about the promises he made, repealing Obamacare is illogical since it's a healthcare system that was made to help the American people. And the second promise of building a border wall that's replacing fences and making a different country pay for it is ridiculous. The third promise of reducing the taxes seems like a great promise, and is something that would make you vote for President Trump. And to be fair, he did follow up on that promise and made a tax plan that reduces the individual income tax rates and has made the life of Americans easier.
To the slogan, Make America Great Again. It makes sense that people who are very patriotic about their country or veterans who fought in a war are easily enchanted by a slogan like this. But the slogan received strong criticism for being racist. The former neo-Nazi named Picciolini said, "It's like a dog whistle, a message which only people who belong to a certain group will understand. Just like a whistle that is pitched high enough, so only a dog is able to hear it." But as he said that a softened message makes it easier to turn people on their side. And for people like them, the slogan makes the slogan Make America Great Again means the same as Make America White Again.
Thank you for your input, guys. But back to the topic of the wall. The wall would be over 3,000 kilometers long, cutting through different environments, including areas without population, such as deserts or mountains. The uses would include that the illegal immigration rates would decrease, which would help the U.S. economy, seeing as it currently isn't ready to receive immigrants. The people of America would also feel safer if the current fence would be replaced by something a little sturdier, keeping people they deem as unsafe out. Trump is demanding $5.7 billion for his wall and even initiated a governmental shutdown to get the needed money for his wall.
First, before talking about the governmental shutdown, I don't think illegal immigration rates decrease, since in the modern age it is mostly done by airplanes and the ground route is just an unsafe way into America. In my opinion, it would only increase the business of airway immigration.
Personally, I agree, but let's hear what Nila has to say about the governmental shutdown.
I see the governmental shutdown catastrophe for citizens. So far, it caused a shutdown for 9 of the 15 federal executive branch agencies, which leaves over 800,000 federal workers unpaid. So that people like border patrols, agents, and air traffic controllers are forced to either stay home or work unpaid, and are being forced to live off donations, unable to provide for their day-to-day life due to missing paychecks.
In recent events, President Donald Trump has voiced a new plan to end the governmental shutdown, which has already cost the government $3 billion. Not only has the government lost money, the shutdown has also left the rest of the country in a downright mess. Several national parks had to close down because of piling up trash and human waste. His proposal, which included temporary protection from deportations for some undocumented immigrants, in exchange for complete wall funding, was immediately rejected by politicians, including Nancy Pelosi.
Personally, I don't know who Nancy Pelosi is, but the fact that the shutdown has cost $3 billion is just showing the incompetence of the current US government and the stubbornness of the president.
I too believe that the president is behaving like a spoiled child, but what consequences do you think the wall will have on the diversity in the USA?
I think that the diversity in America will not be affected, as America itself is already a very diverse country, and it is a very popular tourist destination. It's just the political views that people have on America and the president is what's going to change. And you know, it's not only the kind of people that are in the country, but it's the music and the art and the culture itself that makes it diverse. Also, currently in the modern age, the internet is very helpful in spreading such things, so diversity is not going to be affected.
And that would be it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. For now, this train wreck is suspended on a broken bridge, half of it hanging into the abyss, the passengers screaming in fear of the unknown. Goodbye, dear listeners.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.